football on Off The Ball.
So when you look at Kerry Football Club now and where we are, these are things that we've battled through for many, many years. These are obstacles that we've been willing to jump and willing to fight on through.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
First of all, I mean, a European campaign to be proud of. It's come to an end tonight, but how would you sum up these past few months?
It's been great. It's been such a good experience, you know, to play in this type of competition. We've learned so much week in, week out, playing against strong teams. Even in the Netherlands, the teams over there were strong. We came out on top and, you know, got into the European campaign now. And coming up against a good Glasgow City side, I think the first leg away, we really did put it up to them. I didn't think it was a 3-0 defeat. Tonight was a little bit harder, but, you know, there was a lot of game time in the legs. We've had four games in the space of 2 weeks. But I'm so proud of this group of players, you know, and hoping to push on now in the league, and we've the cup then to look forward to at the end of the year. So
how have you found managing all of these fixtures? I mean, you're playing more games than really everyone around you in the league, and you're keeping on winning domestically. What does the next kind of few weeks look for you and your team?
I suppose now it's just going to be one game a week, and then we have the Cork City game then on a Wednesday. But I suppose just getting that good rest now, you know, we hadn't really had a chance to reset and go again. It's just been go, go, go. I think just resetting, getting the legs right and focusing on, then on the next game. You know, we've DLR on Saturday, I think. So just preparing ourselves right now, getting a few decent training sessions in, because we've taken it a bit light just with all the games coming up. So just getting kind of a normal schedule back, I suppose.
And how important was it? You can see the cohesion in your squad, and after a chaotic kind of few weeks, that really showed.
Yeah, I think we all work together as a team, and, you know, we have a strong bench as well, and to be able to bring them on again tonight, you know, to give players who've been playing 90 minutes week in, week out, a bit of a break, which is great. And just for them to even play in this type of campaign as well, it's great for them, and it's really character building for them. So I suppose just getting the run of ourselves now back and focusing on the league for now.
It's been a whirlwind couple of weeks for you and the squad, but has it been a European campaign to be proud of for Athlone Town?
Oh yeah, of course. Look, the girls can be extremely proud of themselves. I'm pretty sure, well, I know others in the league didn't think they'd get this far. They didn't realise the quality they have, and not just like their technical quality, but like, they're so well knit. They're psychologically, like, they're unbelievable. Like, they're so united, and you see that in moments in the game. They come together, they battle it out, they weather the storm, you know. So it's brilliant to see that they got to this level. There are more levels in us, and there will be going forward. But overall, to answer your question, yeah, it's great that they're here. You can see the two little kids here, another girl's getting them watching this. You know, I'm a big fan of, if you can't see it, you can't be it. So I really hope that girls all around the country, and especially in Athlone, are now motivated and encouraged to take up soccer and want to be the likes of your Kate Levins, your Kaylee Shines, your Izzy Groves, your Maddie Gibsons, and so on.
You had a huge win against Shamrock Rovers at the weekend, and a lot of changes in this lineup for tonight. Were you had an eye on kind of managing fixtures coming into the business end of the league season?
Yeah. Look, you try your best with these things. Does it work out? We'll find out. You know, but in order to get to this position next year in Europe, you've got to win your league. You know, everyone's quite well aware of that, and the league is not over. Still big games coming up, another big game this weekend that we'll now focus on after tonight.
And do you see yourself still being in charge of this Athlone team coming into next season?
It's a great question. To be honest, would I like it? Of course, anyone would like it. Anyone in the country would work with this group. They're a great group. But myself and the board and the first team men's manager, Ian Ryan, you know, we just spoke and said, look, I'll come in between now and the end of the season and help steady the ship. And then we'll assess it after that.